Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour, and no, this is not Raven News. The humans are spending Christmas Eve at home with their families, so I'm Eek.
And I'm Squeak.
This is Genuine Mouse News for Christmas Eve 2007.
You know, I've always liked Raven Radio when there are no humans around. I guess it's, well, it's that they don't have tails.
No hairless, sleek and glamorous tails, you mean?
Yeah, and staying home on Christmas Eve? How lame is that?
Oh, man, that's right, Squeak. They're lame. We mice are all that stand between them and total ignorance of local and state events on this special day. So, shall we?
And now, the news. Residents of Sitka, Alaska received a profound shock this holiday season when it was announced that Santa Claus will deliver toys to all members of the city assembly, despite behavior regarded by many as naughty. For more, we go directly to the North Pole, where Mr. Claus has agreed to answer a few of our questions.
Good morning to you there, young rodent.
Thank you, first of all, for agreeing to interview us.
Busy time of year, can't spend a lot of time, but love to talk to the rodents of the world. Okay.
Well, I don't think I need to tell you that you've caused quite an uproar with your announcement that you will deliver presents to all the city assembly members. If I can ask just what goes into making this decision for you?
Well, Squeak, it was a tough decision this year. We were checking over the naughty nice list, and there were some elected officials there that had started off the season in the naughty category.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we got out a couple of chunks of coal and with the, you know, some of their names on them. I'm not going to say who. And then we started thinking that, you know, what would it Christmas be if you just had to give a lump of coal to every elected official, because that's how it was starting to shape up once the discussion got going around the table. One of the elves just said, what the heck, let's just give them all presents this year.
Some people are worried that this might set an unfortunate precedent for the naughty nice list. What is your reaction to that?
Well, you know, I always think of the naughty nice list as more of a guideline than an actual rule, per se. Just between the two of us, I'm not all that keen on the whole naughty nice business. Life is too short and too complex to be fooling around with that. I'm just more in favor of when in doubt, give them a present.
Now, I know you can't technically tell us this, but I'm just wondering if you could maybe give us a hint or some kind of clue as to what a few of the assembly members asked for this year.
Oh, good point. Well, there was the whole group of, leather implements that they asked for, and I didn't ask, but I just thought, what the heck, whatever sets their hearts on fire, it's a great time of year to make all of them happy.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed, Santa.
And thank you for calling.
That was Santa Claus from the North Pole on his decision to deliver toys to every member of the Sitka City Assembly. The Sitka High School auditorium suffered a major setback recently when funds ran low yet again due to excessive spending. Reasons for the lack of money are as yet unknown, but a spokesperson for the committee told our reporters that it may have had something to do with a giant marble statue of John DePilatis we recently placed in the lobby. The statue, which stands over 40 feet tall and contains several different precious gems, depicts the Sitka High School music teacher as Dionysus, the Greek god of merriment and laughter. DePilatis, when reached for comment, said, "This may seem like an extravagance, but really, it's a necessity. After all, the auditorium is a gift to the children of the future." Construction of the statue will be delayed while waiting for the shipment of the spun gold fabric that will adorn DePilatis' shoulders on the unveiling of the auditorium.
In her continuing effort to burnish Alaska's tarnished reputation as a center of corruption, Governor Sarah Palin has agreed to appear in Vogue magazine. Eschewing a glamorous fur coat for the photo spread, the governor has chosen to wear her own stylish outdoor clothing. The legislature signed on in her efforts this week by giving her a matching duffel bag of small, unmarked bills and a penthouse condominium in Houston to serve as her anti-corruption headquarters. This year's holiday tranquility has had a small disturbance as a member of a militant rodent organization has chained himself to the doors of Harrigan Centennial Hall. In a press release today, Squeak the Mouse has expressed his outrage at the unflattering characterization of rodents in Tchaikovsky's holiday classic, The Nutcracker. For more on this story, we go to Centennial Hall.
Hey,
excuse me, Squeak, tell me a little bit about the protest that you've got going here.
Well, Eek, what I've been doing is I've been chaining myself to this this handle here for the last few days, and I think...
Excuse me. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's tough. I'm very small. I am a mouse, which is difficult in stopping the show, but I think I've finally gotten through to them.
What show are you trying to stop?
Oh, I'm trying to stop the Nutcracker production this year. In fact, I have stopped it. I'm protest... Oh, excuse me.
Let the people in. Sorry. Okay. Yep. They're just going in for an office party. Sorry.
What I'm protesting exactly is the depiction of rodents in the play. Traditionally, the rats have always been shown as villains, as these filthy, degenerate creatures. And I just would
like... And your point is? I'm sorry?
Well, as a mouse, as a fellow rodent, I find this incredibly offensive, and I would like to see a production of the Nutcracker...
Some people have to get back into the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm looking forward to a day when rodents and rats especially can get along with mice and we can be in films together or in plays and be portrayed as something more than just garbage-eating, filthy creatures. I think films like Ratatouille and Hollywood's really led the way in this front of rodent rebellion and revolution.
Your goal is to keep people from going into the Centennial Hall. Yet you've chained yourself just to the handle of the building, and people are still...
Excuse me.
Yeah, let them in here. Or they're just going in for a Ducks Unlimited pre-planning conference. Sorry. So have you thought about that, the actually tactic that you're using? Has it been effective?
Well, Eek, let me just answer your question with another question. Do you see a Nutcracker performance happening this year?
No, I haven't, but you know,
Free at last!
I hope you realize... Excuse me. Sorry. But they only do the Nutcracker every other year, so this is an off year there. They're really not going to be doing it.
We shall overcome.
All right, from the Centennial Hall, this is Eek the Mouse.
Free at last! Free at last! Free at last!
In a surprise move, the Alaska State Legislature has moved to quadruple funding for the prison system. Included in the appropriation is $5 gajillion for flat-screen TVs, massage tables, and an indoor water park slated for Lemon Creek Correctional Center. When reached for comment, an anonymous lawmaker said that the money was on the fast track and hopefully would be in place by the time most of his colleagues began serving their sentences.
Plans for the upcoming tourist attraction, Fortress of the Mouse, have proceeded quite well since the project's initial proposal last spring. The fortress, which will be open for business this coming summer, was conceived with the intention of educating Sitka residents and tourists alike about the many fascinating aspects of rodent life. A minor issue of venue was resolved earlier in the month, when it was decided that the entire exhibit could be housed in an old Quaker Oats box. The Fortress of the Mouse will be available for viewing on the corner of Lincoln Street and Catlian, beginning in early June. That's it for the Christmas Eve edition of Genuine Mouse News.
This is Eek.
And Squeak.
Wishing you a wonderful holiday of peace, happiness, and plenty of cheese. And remember, mice are people too.
Only smarter.
And better looking.
Peace, everybody.
And a happy new year.
I've a present to give you. It's a very small thing. Just a do-it-yourself little Santa Claus elf. Wrapped in paper and string.
If the holiday spirit didn't come in your size,
and you want to feel good,
and you want a surprise,
simply open your mouth and close your eyes. Sing a little song, sing a merry little song of Christmas. Warble up the gay holly berry little song of cheer.
While the cab driver honks his horn,
bus drivers pass you by,
and the snow that delights your eye decides to melt in your ear.
Just form a little part of a solitary heart this Christmas. Open up the door, make a stranger your near and dear.
And try a little foolhardy do-me-do, carol in the yule, 'cause you never know. This could be the start of
Levels.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Making the finest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Whoa. I would love to be in a level like that. Levels.
Okay.
Levels.
This is KCAW in Sitka wishing you a Merry Christmas and the best of the season.